a Social Security scam. Liz Birnbaum's 88-year-old mom, Marge, got her Social Security check on the second Wednesday of every month, but then the deposit didn't arrive in January. Why? Scammers. Liz Birnbaum of Chappaqua joined us live on Newsline.
Talk us through this. I understand you logged into your mom's Social Security account, and then you found the last four digits of a bank account that didn't match your mom's. What happened? Her identity, her personal data was stolen?
It was. So as somebody that is administering and managing her finances from afar in New York, my brother is in Minneapolis, more proximate to her. I'm pretty obsessive about ensuring her sole source of income hits her account each month, second Wednesday, as you said, of every month. It didn't. And I thought maybe the new year was some anomaly. But I checked again 2 days later, Brigitte, and there's nothing that looked anything like her $2,452 as she gets religiously. So I started to do some digging. I had created her online account as she's unable to do so. I saw and dug a little deeper, and the direct deposit information was completely misdirected and redirected to a Citibank account, of which she has never been a customer.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have any idea how in the world that happened?
Interesting. You know, once I finally did get in touch with a local Minneapolis caseworker who, let me add, was quite cavalier about this and says it happens all the time, said that the cyber criminals were able to mimic. I guess they got a hold of either my login information or her login information and her Social Security, and they were able to mimic and create a new account, which then they fraudulently redirected her money to their Citibank account.
Wow, through the login information. Well, that's so scary. So were you able to get this resolved, settled? Is she getting her checks again?
She got it. It's a very happy ending. Not only was I in Minneapolis visiting her with my family on the day that she got her monies reissued to her on March 1st, but it was a struggle, I'll tell you. You feel very violated. You're desperate. You want to shield her from feeling very vulnerable. But I was, as I call myself, a bulldog. And my brother was an on-the-ground advocate. I did everything and anything within my power, I thought, to be able to rectify the situation. My brother went into the office. They wanted a Herculean effort of my mother to appear to ensure that she was who she was, which is very ironic, right? They allowed the cyber criminals to not have any issue because they have lack of controls for any of their online accounts to get in. But yet they wanted my mother, my 88-year-old mother, to make sure that she proved who she was.
Yeah.
But got it done. My brother was appointed a representative payee, which is a fancy term for saying that he is the sole manager of her accounts as it comes to Social Security. And I really think that from beginning to end, a month and a half wasn't so terrible to have a triumphant result. But for many, there aren't. And for many, there aren't advocates. There aren't crusaders. And as I said again, bulldogs that are going to go to bat every single day and to remove and mitigate hoops that people are asked to go through.
Yeah, Liz, your mom is lucky that she has two good advocates. And I know when my mom was alive, how suspicious she was of online money matters. She liked to see, you know, the line printed in a passbook that her money had gone into her account. And how is your mom doing? How does she feel about this whole episode?
Thanks. She is relieved. She's also just incredibly thankful that she has two able-bodied and, illuminated and enlightened children that are going to go to bat for her. So I just, word of wise, just anybody that collects it or is about to collect it or has an elder parent, please go online and put together lock down your account. There is a way to do that. In the New York Times article, they gave some great steps to be able to mitigate this happening from for other people.
And hopefully Social Security has some tips on prevention here. And Liz Berenbaum of Chappaqua, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and all the best to your mom, too.